morning to you, Wespaz.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody.
How are you going?
It's great to be here. Somebody just sent a text message to say that there's some heavy rain on the way to Melbourne, so be very careful. Be very, very careful on the roads this morning. Good text.
Rain. Lots of rain around, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot more rain today.
A lot more rain today.
Hey, before we start talking about some stuff that you want to ramble about,
yeah,
can I just put a couple of things out there?
I'd love you to.
Okay, the Westgate Tunnel. Did you see that story last night on the news about the delays and the further blowouts for the Westgate Tunnel?
I was cooking some magnificent Scotch fillet steaks last night, so
you missed it.
Well, it was on in the background.
Right. Okay.
What happened?
Well, the blowouts, because they came across all this toxic soil when they were doing the drilling,
and then that's delayed everybody.
Now they've got to work out where they've got to put it. Surely if you get a contract worth about $6.4 billion, right, and you tender for that contract, and part of that tender process, would it not be that you've got to make sure about what it is you're going to do, what you're going to encounter along the way? Wouldn't you put down a little drill somewhere and just find out whether or not there's some toxicity in the soil?
Yeah, we're having that meeting.
Why couldn't we have got a fixed contract?
Going to build this tunnel, Wisp. Yeah, right, no worries. You going to dig it? Yep. How much? Oh, we'll put in a bid, $6.4 billion. Righto. We're going to put the soil. Don't know. Don't know.
What if it's toxic?
Don't know. We'll worry about that when we get to it. Let's just get the contract first.
Hey, well, I don't know. You're about to maybe do some building or whatever.
I am.
Yep. Are you going to get a fixed contract?
Yeah, I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, because otherwise I'm an expert, a house builder, you know that. And right. I watch Grand Designs. I build a house every week.
And they always blow out, though,
don't they? Always. No one.
So you can't get a fixed contract.
Has anyone ever come in under budget?
No, but can you get a fixed contract?
To a point, I would imagine. To a point. On certain things.
But they do soil testing and all that sort of stuff.
There'd be some things out of your control, I'm sure.
Right.
All right, that's nice and political. No, it wasn't political.
That's not political. Ultimately, you and I and everybody listening pays as a taxpayer.
We pay for anything.
Yeah, you know, you look at a blowout.
And continue to pay.
Oh, yeah, there's a $6.4 billion blowout.
I'll be political. We had a billion from the federal government to build that bloody link at one stage.
We did we?
Yeah. This is what I was. You got another one you wanted to ramble about?
Well, the only other one that I wanted to talk to you about was John O'Brien. I've been meaning to talk to you about this for a while.
What do you want?
How did he get the 4 and 20 gig?
He's had it for a while.
How did he get it though?
Well, you and I were great 4 and 20 ambassadors there.
Well, before
him.
I won't be eating any more of their pies. I know that. What about you?
Unless I get it, I gave him a mention the other day on the show. I haven't seen a delivery yet.
Ben Simmons.
Don't cut me off, mate.
Ben Simmons, he's part of it.
Lauren Jackson?
Daisy?
No, is it Lauren Jackson?
Yeah. No, Taylor.
Taylor's
part of it.
Yep.
And others?
Yeah. Well.
They've moved away from the old, all the blokes.
Yeah, well, that was
on the back of the tram.
That was a winner for them. They forget where the, these whippersnappers I work with, they forget that we paved the way for them. And Lou and Jack and Bob paved the way for us.
Have they headed in the right direction, do you think?
I think they're, I don't think so. I think they need to revisit the bus.
They've got to go back to their roots, don't they, the old 4 and 20?
He says they're a great organisation, so good on the 4 and 20s.
Oh, what does that mean? What's that code for?
Must be getting lots of pies. Nothing for the old Garrity.
No, bad sheets. Hey, the other thing I'm introducing on Friday, I haven't run this by you yet, is I'm going to do a thing on Friday, our top three, okay?
That's never been done in radio before.
No, this hasn't been done before.
Top three
Our
what?
Top three people of the week.
Oh, yeah.
And our bottom three people of the week. Every Friday we'll be doing that.
A little bit of positive.
The negative and then the positive.
What do you mean, bottom three?
The bottom three people of the week, who we think are the worst performers of the week out there in all forms of life, right? They can be here in Australia or they can be overseas. Uh-huh. You know, what about, I'm thinking of the goalkeeper. He's one of the worst performers. The goalkeeper for Scotland, the Brave, in the Euros, came off his line and had that shot from Schick just all over his head.
That's what he said when the ball got kicked.
Yesterday.
Oh, Schick.
Schick.
In trouble, yeah.
So he's one of the worst performers for
the
week.
One of the best performers is the captain of the soccer player who collapsed.
That's right.
got over and whipped his mouth guard out and pulled his tongue out of it. He put him on his side and saved his life.
Erickson, yeah. And, well, and the doctor that came.
Well, we've done the whole segment.
No, we haven't. We're doing it on Friday. We're doing it on Friday. And then there are others, you know, that have performed badly this week, and then we can throw them into the mix. Are you happy with it? Do you like doing a list?
Well, you do it, and then I'll follow in with you. And If it gets any traction, I'll jump on. I'll do my top three.
Righto. And because I was thinking about my mate Torbo, who always loved this game about your top five. Who's in your top five friends at the moment, and who have you dropped?
Well, I was watching one of my new favourite shows, which was recommended by one of our listeners, Mr. In Between.
Right,
you got to start watching it. It's funny, Tim.
Yeah, I will start watching it.
Anyhow, they're sitting there waiting to do a hit, and because he's a hitman.
Right.
With his offsider, and they're sitting there, and his offsider goes, "Who's your top five James Bonds?" So they're sitting in the dark in a car, just going through the best James Bonds, waiting to shoot someone.
Oh, we could do that too.
Yeah,
we could do that. Apparently, the government changed the laws on the soil disposal after they awarded the contract.
I knew there'd be something like that.
I'm an engineer who's worked on the job. So that's Jim in Brisbane. Thank you, Jim,
for
the clarification about that. All I saw was the three or the 6 point whatever blowout, billion blowout.
Mm.
That's
they haven't started yet, have they?
That part they haven't started, no.
Mystery Matrain's a good show. Get onto it. Now, this is what all I could think about yesterday.
Mm.
I don't know why, but this man just kept popping into my mind all day yesterday. And you can join in here. 0433 98 11 16. What did Nathan Buckley do yesterday? I couldn't stop thinking about Bucks yesterday.
You couldn't stop thinking about
it? No. All his life, he's been involved in the game. All his adult life, he's been involved in the game at the elite level.
Except for the couple of years we worked.
He's still involved.
Yeah, but he wasn't working like he was as a coach or a player.
Oh, I don't know what you do in your job, but I certainly do. Yes, I understand that. But he was still, what I'm saying, in the middle of a footy season, he still would have been engaged.
Right.
But not at the level as a player and or coach, right? But then I'm thinking yesterday, he wakes up.
Mm.
So Monday they played. Yep, Monday they played. Flew back. Would have had a couple of beers probably. Gone for dinner. Wakes up yesterday. What's he do?
Bored as hell.
What did Nathan Buckley do yesterday? It is.
Or what can we get him to do?
Well,
we could send him down to Gippsland, South Gippsland, and pick up some spider webs.
0433 98 11 16. Have you got a job for Bucks? Because I just can't imagine what that would have been like for him waking up yesterday. He's had his whole day, week, year mapped out to within an inch, you know, to within a minute.
Right.
And then he wakes up yesterday and goes, now what do I do?
Mm.
What am I going to do? Yesterday he would have been at the club at 6 o'clock. He looks fit, so he would have had a workout. Then he would have been reviewing tape and would have been having meetings with players, taking training, looking at vision for the next week. His head would have been full media stuff. Wakes up, nothing.
Mm.
Nada.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, he could probably solve this tunnel problem, given that he's had to be confronted by a lot of toxic people over the time that he's been there. At Collingwood?
Nice.
Maybe he could work out what to do with all this toxic soil.
Nice. I like it.
What do you think he might do in the short term?
No, I was wondering what he did yesterday.
Oh, just yesterday.
I just don't know what he would have done.
Well, I'm sure he hasn't been watching all the TV series that you and I have been watching over the last couple of years, so he could catch up on those.
Let's put a list together for
him. Why don't we put a list for him and we'll send it to him?
Yeah.
Our top. So we'll just take some nominations, okay? The top 10.
Where he should start.
The top 10 series.
Hmm.
What do you think they are? The top 10 series that you've watched over the last sort of 12 to 18 months.
Peaky Blinders.
He's going to have plenty of time.
Yeah, he has to get into a bit of Peaky Blinders.
God,
He could sit in his lap.
Was that your Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, it was. So Peaky Blinders.
You reel them off. I'll just give you. You don't have to watch them.
Peaky Blinders.
I've got a Peaky Blinders.
I'd start there. Oh, there have been so many things. I wonder whether he's even watched The Last Dance. He probably hasn't even watched that.
No, he would have. That would have had time to. Job. That would have been part of his job. You got Vikings, one of my other favourites. You can watch that.
Mm.
Yep. Go on. Are you going to suggest one or not? I'll throw Mr. In Between in. I think you'd get a good laugh out of that.
Well, I love the Kaminsky method, but I'm not sure whether Bucks would like that. I'm not sure whether that would be a great tip.
I wouldn't be recommending that. But anyway,
have you watched Lupin?
I did think of him yesterday. I thought I started that.
You didn't like it?
Awful.
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 Why didn't you like it?
20 minutes into it, it was stupid. No good whispers. You recommended that to me.
Thank you very much for that suggestion, Tim.
I'll never get that 20 minutes back. Terrible, by you.
I like Lupin.
You get, anyway, there's lots of messages coming through. So
I tried to find out yesterday whether he was. That's from Chippy out there in Mill Park, whether he was coming to Channel 7, but nobody's been able to give me a firm yes or
what's
no.
What's that tell you then?
It tells me that the job hasn't been done. The deal hasn't been done yet.
I told you. I gave you that mail yesterday.
I know. That's why I went checking, and I
I
came out blank. I couldn't get a strong lead on it at all. I tell you what, I did start yesterday. I started yesterday. The author of this book, I had some communication with yesterday, and he said, "Have you started my book, The Boys Club, yet?" And I said, "No." And then he said, "Look, why not?" And I said, "Because normally, people in the media get sent a copy of a book, and we don't have to go out and buy it.
Just put your hand in your pocket for once in your life."
That's what I did anyway.
What did you buy?
I went up and bought it.
What was it?
The Boys Club.
What is it?
Michael Warner's book, The Boys Club.
Oh, you're friends with Michael Warner?
Yeah, I used to work with Mick.
Why didn't he give you one?
Well, that's what I asked him.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I went and bought one.
Yeah. You read it?
I skimmed through it. Gee, there's great reminders of stories of the past in there. Yeah.
Can I have it?
When you start skimming and you think, oh God, I forget about that, and then.
Well, give it.
There's a lot of detail in those stories around. Obviously, it's written about the AFL, the Boys Club. That's the title of the book, and how the AFL have operated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff. Do you want to get him on and talk about it at some stage? He'd be happy to come on and talk about it.
Happy to. Any time.
Do you know Mickey? Bulldog?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say I know Mick Warner. I know him, obviously. I say g'day to him when we cross paths, but I don't know him at all. At all. Never sort of had to work with him. Never worked with him at any stage.
He's a fiery.
Feisty customer.
Feisty's a good word, yeah.
Ozark for Bucks.
The first two series. Yeah.
Yellowstone. There you
Yellowstone.
Go. That's it.
Number one, Yellowstone.
There's your first one, Bucks.
Yeah. Number one,
Get
Yellowstone.
Yourself in front of the TV and sit down with some popcorn and watch yourself Yellowstone.
Wispy, Lupin is good. Yeah, Yellowstone is good. I think the next series is about to hit the screens too. Is about to drop.
Ask this one. Answer me this one. You know when Donald Trump got voted out? Did your interest in what happens over there in the States and the political landscape wane?
Yeah.
It did for me. Like I was immersed in it every day. I was watching it.
But we were being fed it every day.
No, but I'd go home and watch, Fox and CNN. Yeah,
no, I did. Fake news.
No, I did.
No, I wasn't connected like that.
And it would get you angry and laugh, and then some stuff. But now he's out. I have no great interest in it. Right? Is that going to happen with Collingwood, with Bucks and Eddie gone? Are they going to become vanilla? Because there's nothing vanilla about Collingwood when Nathan Buckley's coaching and Eddie Maguire is the president.
That's an interesting question. Not a good question. It's an interesting
question.
Have
a think about it and answer it after the break. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees. Amazing rewards. Bailey Dale to join us. John Barker to join us. Your comfort. Your calls. Your great company is appreciated throughout the morning. And we'll love having you. And you can join us at any
Spit
stage.
It out.
Excellent start.